From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The crisis surrounding Saturday's presidential election in Afghanistan appears to have eased. Opponents of interim President Hamid Karzai had threatened to reject the results because of allegations of fraud, but most of Karzai's rivals have since withdrawn that threat. And today, the main opposition candidate, Yunus Kanuni, said he will accept the findings of an independent inquiry into the problems on polling day. Among those problems, ink used to mark voters' hands to prevent them from voting again was not indelible. We're joined now by NPR's Philip Reeves from Kabul. And Philip, how significant is this announcement by Yunus Kanuni today?
Well, it is significant because Yunus Kanuni is perhaps the most important of the candidates who challenged Hamid Karzai in this election. He is a major figure, perhaps the only one who's considered to have the potential to take the contest to a runoff. A lot of Afghans actually don't know a lot about the candidates who were involved in this election. They perhaps know Karzai, but the other person they might know would be Kanuni. He's a former education minister and interior minister. He's respected as a leader of the Northern Alliance, which fought with American assistance to get rid of the Taliban. He's also a Tajik and is considered popular among the Tajiks, who comprise more than a quarter of the population. It appears the US and the UN were involved in the process of unraveling the problem which presented itself on Saturday, when all of Karzai's rival candidates said they wouldn't recognize the outcome of this election, even as voting was still going on. Kanuni reached his decision after holding discussions with the US ambassador and also the UN representative Jean Arnault. And he said he was doing it in the national interest. He's agreed to accept the findings of a commission of inquiry into the voting irregularities that you mentioned, which the Afghan Electoral Management Board is going to now set up.
And what happens next with that investigation?
Well, the Election Commission, the Management Board, has got to set this panel up. It'll investigate the irregularities, particularly the question of the ink that was supposed to be indelible and turned out to be delible, insofar as many Afghans found very quickly that they could rub it off. They have asked, the commission has asked the rival candidates to Karzai to submit their complaints by tomorrow evening. The commission's decided to request the United Nations to identify what it describes as an impartial panel of international electoral experts to investigate their protests, and they will in due course present recommendations. In the meantime, counting's due to begin. That'll probably happen midweek.
And the assumption would be that President Karzai will remain the president. How soon before official results are in, do you think?
They're talking about 2 to 3 weeks. It's true that Karzai is considered to be the favourite, although it must be said that we simply don't know what the outcome of this election is going to be, and we equally don't know what the scale of the irregularities in this election will turn out to be. There's technically a possibility of a second round if no candidate gets 51% outright.
Philip, I'm curious, as you talk to Afghans there in the capital, Kabul, what their impressions are of the election that just happened. And I imagine those perceptions might be very different from what you'd hear somewhere else in the country.
I think that's absolutely true. The people of Kabul have been the beneficiaries of the changes that have gone on in the last 3 years, and therefore their situation is going to be different from the Afghans of the south and southeast, which has continued to be plagued by violence, or indeed the Afghans of the north, for example. So what they have to say about this situation is going to be different. Nonetheless, there is great relief about the fact that this election happened. People were able to go to the polls in significant numbers, and above all, there wasn't any significant violence. It's led to a debate about whether the Taliban, which threatened to attack these elections, is as strong an organization as it threatened to be prior to this poll. It is, however, probably too soon to draw any firm conclusions about that.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Kabul. Philip, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.